Yeah.
Hello, my name is Quay, returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I was talking to someone earlier about amounts I were taking off my card, the one it's supposed to be in. He said I was going to receive an email with a gift card in it for like $130, and I haven't received that email.
Okay, so I'll be happy to help you. What's your zip code?
75943.
Your first and last name?
Justin Mangrum.
You said, what was your first name again?
Justin.
Okay, so the account is pulling up. I need you to verify either your shipping address or email address.
Shipping address is 4200 County Road 3.
Yes, sir. So give me one moment while I review the account. One moment, it's still loading. Okay, so yeah, I showed here you entered the food stage for the KitchenAid. And now let me just look at the notations, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I do show here where, yes, they did submit the request for you to receive your voucher to get it resent back out, but that team does take up to 24 to 48 hours to respond. So, I mean, what I can do, I can still resubmit another request on your behalf so we can go on and, just get it sent out. But I'm showing here where it was noted, but the team does take 24 to 40, up to 24 and 48 hours.
Okay. Is there any way to just get that money put back in my card since it was taken off of my card?
Okay, so in regards to a refund, the only thing that I can that we can actually do is we can credit a 35% refund. Yeah, 35%
How
of the
much would that be?
6732.
Of the No, that's a whole lot more than just 67.
Okay, so on the only on the most
67
recent
was just
charge because every
one amount.
Yeah, because it was the most only on the most recent charge. All the charges are valid because the vouchers were sent, and also it does state that your chances of winning has increased, and on top of that, you do have a total of $250 worth of vouchers that's still valid, even though the previous agent has canceled the account out. Now we only can adjust on the most recent charge, which is that 6732, and we'll be happy to credit you a 35% refund back on that. And that's as a courtesy.
So can I get the 35% refund plus the vouchers or no?
Yeah, see, the vouchers are already being re I would still submit on my end because I just don't want to just say, okay, somebody else, I'm seeing it, but I just would feel better. I'm going to submit on my end to get the vouchers resent out, and also I credit you a 35% refund on the charge, okay?
Okay, that'll work.
I just want to make sure, I just don't want to say that somebody else did it, not even just putting my own in. So one moment. Okay, let's see. One moment. Okay, so yes, sir. So what I have done, I just submitted the request on my end as well to get your vouchers resent out to you. And also, in regards to the transaction, I did successfully credit that 35% refund back into the account. Now, it does take 3 to 5 days in order to reflect back on the account, but it was successful. And also, did the last representative give you your confirmation number that the account was canceled?
He tried to give me one. He asked me, was I ready for it? I told him no, I was driving, but he spit it out anyways before I was ready for it.
Okay, so let me know when you're ready, and I'll provide it back to you, because that lets you know your account was canceled and also the refund was successful.
All right, what is it?
It's C as in Charlie, 262-542-180.
Okay, that is my what?
That's your confirmation number letting you know that the account was canceled out and also the refund was successful. Again, the refund does take 3 to 5 days to reflect back. And also, I just resubmitted on my end to make sure. I just want to make sure that the vouchers was going to get resent out to you. And that team does take 24 to 48 hours in order to respond.
Okay. Is there a website where I'd be able to type in that confirmation number to look at that?
See that? The confirmation number letting you know that the account is canceled. So that's just for the account that we have here.
Okay, but is there a website for me to go to or no?
No, sir. Not to put in a confirmation number.
Does y'all company have a website or no?
Not when it comes down to canceling out the accounts. You know, that's something we handle here.
Just out of curiosity, is there a website?
You want to, like, purchase new gadgets?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah. So we do have a website for that. I don't know what you was in. Yeah, we have a website.
What is it?
GreatSelectionGoods.com.
You said Great Selection what?
Goods.com, all lowercase and all together.
GreatSelectionGoods.com?
Yes, sir.
All righty, then. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer support.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.